we'll make an official roster announcements tomorrow. Ted will do that tomorrow. He's feeling better. Had a chance to visit with Greg during practice. We'll probably limit him this week, and he will not go Thursday night at Tennessee. I think he'll be fine for Chicago. I think so. He'll have a chance to play this week. Man, it's scary any time that you have one of your players laying out there, no doubt. Especially Greg. Greg is a special player. But I kind of knew right away what the situation was, just from the communication from the field. And he was, he tested out okay on the sideline, so I wasn't as concerned about it.
Did that first half look as good on film as it did?
I would say so. There was a lot of positive things on the film watching the first half. I mean, offensively, I thought the offensive line did an excellent job at the point of attack. I thought we controlled the line of scrimmage in both the run and the pass. I thought the quarterback was very sharp, particularly on the deep balls. I mean, he made some good throws, and we converted the key plays. We had the penalty on the first and 20. On the first drive, and able to come back off of that, and then he had the big scramble too to put us down there in scoring position. So, very pleased with the offense. Defense keeps taking the ball away. I mean, we are plus 10 turnover ratio in the preseason, and that speaks volumes about where we are as a football team. Because when you're taking care of the football and you're taking it away, good things are going to happen for you. I also thought the special teams played well. I thought our coverage teams played particularly well. With the coverage inside the 20. So. I was very, very pleased with the first half.
Mike, has Pat Lee been cleared to do more?
We're hopeful. I mean, we're going to take the week's work with him, and hopefully he can play against Tennessee. I mean, that's what we're hoping.
And what about Blackman and Brandon Jackson?
They're both a little further behind. Blackman's quad contusion's serious than we initially thought, so he's questionable to doubtful, I would say, for this week against Tennessee. And then Brandon's ankle sprain looks like it's more significant, I think, we initially thought.
You've been with a team that's where the starters are playing this
week. Well, this is the best that we've played in the preseason. I think that's obvious. And I told them that today in a team meeting. But it's like anything. We're not interested in being preseason champions, or we're getting ready to play. For a regular season, we're ending into the fourth quarter of the preseason, with this Tennessee week. So we just got to keep fighting to improve. We've set a standard to play, a lot of positive things we can build on, but there's still things we need to work on. I mean, our mental errors are still too high as a football team. I thought the pre-snap penalties the last 2 weeks have been very good. So, I mean, we just got to stay after the key things and make sure we carry this over to the regular season.
Do you think everybody will at least play this week that's healthy, all your starters?
Yes. Well, I mean, starters. Well, we may have some coaches' decisions like I've done in the past. I mean, we'll look at Al and Charles Woodson, and obviously Greg Jennings is not going to play. But those are conversations. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Tomorrow's practice is our heavy lifting day, so we'll have that conversation after tomorrow's practice.
Is Matthews on track to play? Right?
Yes, I anticipate Clay to definitely play. Him and Nick Barnett, I anticipate them both will play this week. Kapanos has the ball. I mean, it's his responsibility to keep it. He's battled through this competition. I thought he kicked well in the game. I mean, I think he has some things that we can continue to improve on with him because he is a young kicker. He's a strong kicker. Punter. But I like his disposition, the way he goes about his business. And he has the ball right now. I have no interest in going through what we went through with last year. So we'll learn from that experience. And I think it's a great opportunity that he's handled very well so far.
What's wrong with the screen game? Is it just one thing? Is it just something different all the time?
The screen game?
Yeah, on offense.
I'm not sure what you're asking me. Are you saying it's not any good? Or
five or six in the preseason? I don't think you've had a lot of success with them. Is it just one thing? Or is it?
Well, it depends on how you're looking at it. I mean, sometimes you run screens just by themselves. Sometimes you run them with combinations of other things that are going on. So I'm fine with our screen game. We have a screen and deceptive period every day out here. So I think we have the ability, and you know, as we go into the regular season, I really don't have a concern with it.
Mike Brooks, Stulak, and Harris are not here.
They were excused from today's practice.
Blaine, good to go?
I'm not sure yet. Just asked before. I think he has a chance to maybe play.
Is it concerning that the kicking game has not been able to be consistent without him as a holder?
Well, I'll say this. I made an error. Matt Flynn should have been up holding in that game. I thought Ravel Martin, that was his first opportunity in live action, and he got a bulk of the work, but the operation wasn't what it needed to be. And Mason Crosby is kicking the ball as well as I've ever seen him in his career here. I think he has a top-notch leg, the way he's driving the football on kickoffs and the timing, and take that timing away from him in that game was my responsibility. I should have had Matt Flynn holding in that football game, and that's where we're at. So we're going to make sure Matt and Mason spend the extra time, all the time needed, as we move forward.
You don't think that would have been too much of a risk to, you know, in case something happened?
If I had to do it all over again, I would have had him hold.
Mike, what did you see in the film in the second half? What was your assessment of what happened?
Second half, well, really, you know, it was the tail of two halves. Offensively, we didn't play at a very good pace. We had the first two series where we were three and out. The second, third down, the pass protection was, you know, we had two major breakdowns where we had three guys free on the seven-man protection. That's not the way that's supposed to look. But I thought their third series, that they went out there and thought Brian did a very good job. You know, we ran the ball, mixed it with the pass. And so I thought, the third series for the offense, the fourth quarter, was productive. Defensively, you know, we were short in some numbers. They played a lot of four wide receivers against us. We did not have a dime unit ready to do, just to, you know, based on our numbers there. So we were a little shorthanded, and you know, we gave up too many big plays. The big plays was really the thing that got us in the second half defensively. So we'll have a chance to clean it up, and our young guys will play a lot this week.
Mike, what did you think of Raji Enters versus?
I was glad to see him get that many reps. I mean, he had 40 reps in a game. We didn't anticipate playing him that much. But I thought he started a little slow, and I thought he got better as the game went on. So he needs to play. I mean, he's getting all the work that he needs and what he missed. So he's a talented young man, but he's still raw. He's got some rust we need to knock off the edges.
Mike, you have Montgomery out there for the jog through with the cast. Is he going to be able to play with some sort of?
The doctors feel that he's going to be able to play without the clubber for the game.
Not necessarily.
No, I anticipate him to play. We'll have to club his hand for the game, yes. Yeah.